Police in Bangladesh fired tear gas and rubber bullets on Monday to break up demonstrations. Protesters said at least 40 people, many of them students, were injured. The protesters are demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws and better protection for those traveling by foot near schools. Hundreds of students clashed with police in the Bashundhara area of Dhaka, the capital. The area is home to a few private universities. Police used tear gas against protesters at Dhaka's East-West University. Another group of students marched across the grounds of Dhaka University. They called for justice and criticized the government. Tens of thousands of people have taken part in the demonstrations since they began last week. The protests started after two students were killed by speeding buses. Other students took to the streets, mainly in places where traffic accidents happen. The protesters stopped vehicles and asked drivers for their operating permits. Others directed traffic themselves, in some cases separating heavy vehicles from light ones. Some protesters threw stones at police officers and attacked vehicles. Home Minister Asa Dozaman Khan Kamal told reporters that more than 300 vehicles have been damaged. Some reportedly had been set on fire. Abdus Shabir, an emergency room doctor, told the French news agency, or AFP, his hospital had treated more than 100 students on Saturday. He said that some had injuries that could have resulted from rubber bullets. Police have denied firing such bullets at the protesters. On Sunday, plainclothes police officers arrested Shahidul Ilam, an activist and well-known photographer, for his comments on Facebook and in other media. Ilam told a television broadcaster that Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has no credibility and was using brute force to stay in power. A police official told the French news agency that the activist would face legal action. The rights group Amnesty International called for Elam's immediate release. Omar Varaish is Amnesty's deputy director for South Asia. He said in a statement that the arrest marks a dangerous escalation of a crackdown by the government. Sheikh Hasina's party is accusing the main opposition party and its main ally, Jamaat-e Islami, of using student anger to incite trouble. Bangladeshi officials have warned of stronger measures if the protests are used to create unrest. The student protesters have demanded increased punishment for crimes involving road accidents. On Monday, Bangladesh's cabinet expressed support for a proposed law. Under the proposal, the maximum punishment for an accident leading to death could be 5 years in jail, up from the current 3 years. Cabinet Secretary Mohammed Shifil Alam said the bill will be offered to Parliament soon. The Prime Minister has promised to act on the students' list of 9 demands, one demand at a time. Their demands include bringing to justice those responsible for the recent traffic deaths, releasing students arrested in the protests, and building footbridges near all schools. I'm Phil Deerking.